The lower eastern Midwest will take a little break from all the active weather of the past couple of weeks. It'll be a welcome change for quite a few areas. There's a lot of snow on the ground from portions of southeastern Missouri through Illinois and parts of Indiana into Ohio, and that's from those systems that have occurred frequently across the lower eastern Midwest. And there is going to be a little break here, maybe enough warming that we could melt some snow for a little while. That may put some additional moisture going into the Ohio River and keeping it flowing fairly well. We'll likely see the lower parts of the Mississippi River Basin continuing to see a lot of moisture flowing off into the rivers and increasing the levels there. But the middle Mississippi and lower Missouri rivers are still falling and will likely continue to do so. Even with the melting snow that's likely to occur here as we move forward through the coming week, we'll likely only slightly increase the river flows and not enough to change the restrictions on barge traffic across the region. We do not expect to see a major storm system impact the Midwest again until we get to the middle to latter part of next week. That storm system right now looks somewhat aggressive on many of the forecast models coming out of parts of Texas and Louisiana and Arkansas, moving to the northeast across the lower Missouri River Valley and into parts of the eastern Midwest. Perhaps enough rain will come from this system to improve a little bit of the river flows in Missouri and parts of Illinois, but I don't expect it to do very good in the rest of the western Corn Belt or the plains. Storm system will likely be somewhat of a disappointment again in the High Plains region from Texas Panhandle, in fact all of West Texas, northward into Nebraska. That storm system, even though it's advertised to do very well in today's forecast model runs, it will in reality not do very well in that region. A minimal amount of moisture is likely to occur. We'll likely see the greatest precipitation on the eastern fringes of hard red winter wheat country, mostly focused on areas from eastern Texas to Missouri and extreme eastern Kansas, missing a big part of the heart of hard red wheat country. Not completely. There will be rain and snow in central Kansas and a big part of Oklahoma, but it will leave those western areas rather dry. In the Midwest, most of the action will likely take place as we move from Wednesday of next week on into the following Friday, and generalized rainfall and some snow will occur with the storm system, although the snow will be very late coming in the event. Most likely we'll wait until a cold air mass comes southward from Canada behind the storm system sometime in the end of next week or the following weekend to bring enough cold air around to put some more snow back on the ground. But we will look for some increase in precipitation in the form of snow across the Midwest as we move into that second weekend of the two-week outlook. Temperatures at that time will be notably colder across the region. But until then, we'll likely see temperatures rebound into a warmer mode. We'll likely look for temperatures this afternoon running in the teens and 20s across a big part of the Midwest and some 30s in the southwest corner of the region. Tomorrow afternoon, we'll see highs running mostly in the teens and 20s again as a little reinforcing shot of cool air comes around. 20s and 30s will be common on Friday afternoon and again on Saturday with a few teens again in the far northwestern parts of the region. It might start warming, though, into some lower 40s as we get into Saturday afternoon in the southernmost parts of the Midwest. Low temperatures at night expected to slip back into the negative and positive single digits as we go through the night tonight. In fact, we'll see this often in the northwestern portions of the Corn Belt. I don't think we'll see a lot of nights where the temperature is below zero, but a lot of nights will be in the positive single-digit readings. The rest of the Midwest will see teens and 20s on a frequent basis with an occasional upper single-digit reading likely in the southwestern parts of the Midwest. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.